Hello and welcome to our program today as we study from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings today. We're glad to be with you. We're glad you're tuning in, that you have an interest in the Word of God. We're going to be studying about a man by the name of Micaiah today from 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22, we're going to study about a man who was a prophet of God, a very faithful prophet of God, and his name was Micaiah. And in this text, we find that the king of Israel, whose name was Ahab, a very wicked king, he and the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, who was a good king, were going to join their forces in battle against Syria. And they were going to ask the prophets if it was a good idea to go or not. And that's what we have in this particular passage. They're going to war. They're going to ask the prophets what they think about this battle, whether they should go or not. So let's begin our study in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 1. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, that's a good king, the king of Judah came down to the king of Israel, that would be Ahab. And the king of Israel said to his servants, "Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Assyria." That belongs to us, but Syria has power over it. It's in their possession. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, "Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead?" And Jehoshaphat, he's the king of Judah, said to the king of Israel, "I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses." In other words, yes, we'll go. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today." Let's check with God to see if this is a good idea to go to battle. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" These men were supposed to be prophets, but in Israel they were idolatrous prophets. And they said, "Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Go up." You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way thereof are the ends of death." And so they said, "Go up." And Jehoshaphat said, since these were prophets of idolatry, Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord beside that we might inquire of him?" Do you have a prophet of the Lord here? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man." And that's the title of our study today. There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so. Let's hear what the prophet of the Lord shall say." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Imlah." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Oh, they were sitting on their thrones. Oh, they had their beautiful robes on. Oh, they were in the city of Samaria, that great king's throne there. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenina, made him horns of iron. Now we're going to have a visual aid. used by the prophets of the idols. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou hast consumed them." Oh, you're going to defeat them. You're going to push them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." Well, that was not true. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, "Behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth." They're all telling the king to go up. This is the messenger that went to get Micaiah. Go. They're speaking one message. And so the messenger says, "Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good." Just tell the king something good, Micaiah. And Micaiah said, and what a great and noble statement this is, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." I'm only going to speak what God says to me. That's what I'm going to speak. You know, the New Testament tells us, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. The Bible says, "Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel." We got to preach the gospel. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, "Preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." And so Micaiah has that attitude. I'm just going to speak what God says to me. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, "Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear?" And he answered him, "Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And so there's some way that he said that. There was some giveaway there that the king didn't believe it. And the king said unto him, "How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? You tell me the truth." And he said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace." They're going to lose their master in this battle. They're going to lose their king in this battle. They're going to be scattered like sheep. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil?" And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord." This is Micaiah. "I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? How are you going to persuade him? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And so when Micaiah said that, he just accused all these prophets of lying to the king. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah the son of Chenina went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction, and with water of affliction until I come in peace. And so Ahab wasn't listening to the message of Micaiah. I'm going to win. Then I'm going to come back in peace. You feed Micaiah the bread of affliction till I return. Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. Listen to this message. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself. I wonder why he's going to do that. And enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle, even put on different clothes. He could, so that he couldn't be recognized by the enemy. Isn't that amazing? But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his chariots, saying, fight neither with small nor great, save only the king of Israel. I just want you to fight with the king of Israel. Don't worry about all these other people. Fight with him. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, and they said, surely it is the king of Israel. They said that because he had his robes on. And they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariots, turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at even. He got struck with an arrow. Even though he was in disguise, some soldier in Syria just shot an arrow. He wasn't aiming at anybody, just shot one, hoping it would hit somebody. And it did. It hit the king. And the king died, and the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. You know, God's will is, it's going to be done. God is not mocked. You can't get around what God has said. He died. That's what Micaiah tried to warn him about. You're not coming back from the battle. You're going to die. And Ahab didn't want to hear that. And there went out a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his city and every man to his own country. They lost. They lost the battle. That battle, they were scattered. Their king died. That's what was in the prophecy of Micaiah. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria and washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria. And the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor. And according to the word of the Lord which he spake, God had said that in 1 Kings 21 and 19. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab and all that he did, and the ivory houses which he made, and all the cities that were built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. He listened to 400 prophets. He listened to the lying prophets. He wouldn't listen to the man of God. And 400 against one, 400 prophets against one. Who are you going to listen to? Well, he listened to the 400 prophets. Somebody says you tell a lie enough and it'll become the truth in the ears of those who hear the lie. And that's, you got 400 prophets telling you to go up and fight this battle and you're going to win. That's very encouraging. Listening to lies, the lying prophets still exist today. And they will say things like, say this sinner's prayer and you'll be saved. And they say it in unison, just like these 400 prophets said, go up and you'll win the battle. But the devil is a liar, John 8:44. And the devil has his own preachers and his own apostles, according to 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. Jehoshaphat wanted to hear what all these prophets said. And there was one prophet that he hated, and that was the one that was telling him the truth. Jesus was hated. John 15 and 18. Jesus said, the world's going to hate you, but it hated me first before it hated you. We're going to be hated by people who do not want to hear the truth. He was hated by the false prophets. You know, isn't it something that people will listen to error before they will listen to the truth? If the weatherman says it's going to snow, everybody believes him. But if Jesus says judgment day is coming, they don't seem to want to change and do anything differently. They continue in sin. They love to hear the lies. Yet there was one man, Micaiah. He was a hated man, hated by the most powerful king in the land. And yet he stood his ground and he preached the truth. Ahab was the guy that killed Naboth to get his vineyard. Ahab was a very wicked man. His wife Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah. But this man was God's prophet. He would only speak what God told him to speak. And that's why he was hated. He was hated because he was not evil. He just spoke a negative message. You know, righteous people are not going to be loved. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, he sent his disciples out on a limited commission only to the house of Israel. And this is what he said of their reception of the people that they would make contact with as they preached the gospel. He said in verse 5 of Matthew 10, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire in it who is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep into the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of the Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone into all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Now that's what Jesus told his disciples. You're going to be hated. This is what happened to Micaiah. Micaiah would not take the popular view. The popular view was to tell the king everything is going to be fine. But the truth is not popular. That's why Jesus was killed. The truth was not possible. That's why Paul was beaten and stoned and imprisoned and put to death, because the truth is not popular. There was one man who was willing to speak the truth, and that's the person we must be. We live in a world that does not believe that God created the earth. They believe in evolution. Evolution is the popular view, not creation, but we're here to preach an unpopular view. The world believes that homosexuality is acceptable to God. We're not here to say that. We're here to say that God created Adam and Eve. He brought one man and one woman together to be husband and wife. We have to preach against homosexuality. What the world wants to do is modernize the church, make it politically correct, let women preach. We're here not to go along with that. We're yet one man who's speaking against all these things. The world wants to leave out the hard sayings and the negative sayings and eliminate hell and hellfire and brimstone preaching. We're not here to do that. We cannot eliminate that. The world wants us to compromise the truth, but we want to be that one man that's not afraid of the king. Micaiah was not afraid of the king. He was not afraid to be unpopular. He was not shy. He was ready to partake of the bread of affliction. He was one man against 400 prophets, but he wasn't alone. God says, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? He would not back down. One man, God's man, spoke the truth. That was important. The odds were stacked against him. He was one man against 400 prophets and two kings. We're not going to be in the majority. The Bible says in Matthew 7:13-14 that there's a narrow path that leads to life, and few there be that find it. The Bible says there's a broad way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. We're traveling the narrow way. We're in the minority. In Noah's day, only 8 people were saved. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 20. Few souls are going to be saved. It was not Micaiah's duty to make the king believe the message. Micaiah's responsibility was to deliver the message. Ahab was upset simply because he didn't get to hear what he wanted to hear. He didn't want to hear a negative message. And even though Micaiah told him the truth, he went anyway. And what happened to him? He died. That is what we must also face. The world wants to hear that they're going to heaven. But we cannot tell anyone they're going to heaven when they're living in sin. As we see here, that man did not want to listen. And we live in a world where people do not want to listen. It's not our responsibility to make people believe the message of God. We are to declare the message of God. We're to offer proof that this message is true. But it's not our job to make them believe. They have to believe on their own. Ours is to deliver the message. Most will not believe that God created the heavens and the earth. Most will not believe that the Bible says that one man for one woman for life. Most people will not believe you have to obey the gospel in order to be saved. They think you say the sinner's prayer. Most do not believe that the majority will be lost. But Micaiah firmly believed in the word of God, and he stood firm. The outcome was the 400 prophets were wrong. The outcome was Ahab lost his life. The outcome was Israel lost the battle. The outcome was God was right and 400 prophets were wrong. What was the outcome? Men cannot outvote God. What was the outcome? God is going to have his way and man is going to have to accept God's way. This is a great lesson that we can learn from this great prophet, Micaiah. He was yet one man. And that's what we've got to be in our world today. We've got to be that one person today that stands up and teaches and preaches the Word of God. Thank you for tuning in today, and we're glad to be with you this fine day. Glad to speak to you from God's Word. Continue to study the Bible. We've been studying from 1 Kings 22, if you came in late. And it was a great lesson about Micaiah. Read that chapter. And enjoy the great lessons that you can learn from that chapter. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.